The Brilliant Abyss, read by Peter J. Matthews. If you were to sail out into the open ocean and drop a glass marble over the side of the boat, for the first 6 or 7 minutes it would fall through the uppermost layer of water, the part where the sun still shines. Some call this the epipelagic or euphotic zone, or simply the sunlit zone. It's the most familiar part of the oceans, where most of the known species live, and it's where all the ocean's photosynthesis takes place. The sun catchers come in the form of large seaweeds, as well as microscopic single-celled creatures collectively known as phytoplankton, which all suck in carbon dioxide and turn it into food for almost all the rest of ocean life. As the marble drops, the sunlight fades until, at around 660 feet, there is just enough dim blue light to see by, but not enough to power photosynthesis, and phytoplankton venture no deeper, at least while they're still alive. Here, the marble enters the deep. Below, horizontal zones are laid out one above the other, like layers of jello poured into a tall sundae glass. The uppermost layer, reaching downward from 660 feet, is the twilight zone, also known as the mesopelagic. The falling marble takes almost half an hour to pass through this zone of indigo dusk, until, at 3,300 feet, the twilight zone gives way to the permanent dark of the midnight zone, or bathypelagic. At this depth, the temperature, which has been falling, begins to level off. So far, the marble has been passing through the thermocline, where seawater rapidly cools, from the sun-warmed surface into the ocean's dark interior. Within the midnight zone, across most of the planet, water stays at a steady 39 degrees Fahrenheit. It takes the marble another hour and a half to pass all the way through the midnight zone, at which point it reaches the next great portion of the deep, between around 13,000 and 20,000 feet down, the part of the deep sea now officially known as the abyss.